皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Newbie Series Season 2, Lesson 19.
日本語道場
Japanese Days in a Days.
Peter here.
Naomi です。
Naomi sensei, what are we talking about today?
Taxi story again.
Again.
Hi. Minami-san is going to Yokohama Hotel.
And that's for her friend's party, right?
そうです。Tomodachi no party.
So she took a taxi and she hit a traffic jam.
Which is 渋滞。
So the taxi driver told her he had no idea how long it's going to take to get out of the traffic. So Minami found out it takes about 15 minutes to get to Yokohama Hotel.
ここからホテルまで15分くらいです。
So she decides to get out and run in that nice evening dress. On her way, she bumps into somebody. And today we're going to find out who that somebody is. So what are we going to learn today, Naomi-sensei?
Days of week.
Sounds like a soap opera. So today we're going to learn how to say the 7 days of the week.
Exciting.
Very exciting. Now today's conversation is between...
someone and Minami-san.
So what kind of Japanese are we using today?
I think they are colleagues. So polite Japanese is used in a conversation.
See, but just hearing that, the level of politeness gives away something about their relationship. And where's the conversation take place?
On the street.
All right. So let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
じゃあ、ありがとうございました。
あれ？夏美さん。夏美さん。夏美さん。
え？ああ、東くん。ファブリツィオのパーティー。
え？ファブリツィオのパーティー？ファブリツィオのパーティーは明日ですよ。
嘘！今日は何曜日ですか？
今日は土曜日です。パーティーは明日です。日曜日です。
え？今日は土曜日ですか？うそー。本当？
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
じゃあ、ありがとうございました。
あれ、夏美さん、夏美さん、夏美さん。
え？ああ、東くん。ファブリッツィオのパーティー。
え？ファブリッツィオのパーティー？ファブリッツィオのパーティーは明日ですよ。
嘘。今日は何曜日ですか？
今日は土曜日です。パーティーは明日です。日曜日です。
え？今日は土曜日ですか？嘘。本当？
次は英語が入ります。
じゃあ、ありがとうございました。
Okay then, thank you very much.
あれ？夏美さん。夏美さん。夏美さん。
Oh hey, Natsumi. Natsumi. Natsumi.
え？ああ、東くん。ファブリツィオのパーティー。
Huh? Oh hi, Mr. Higashi. ファブリツィオ's party is...
え？ファブリツィオのパーティー？ファブリツィオのパーティーは明日ですよ。
Huh? ファブリツィオ's party?His party is tomorrow.
嘘！今日は何曜日ですか？
You're kidding. What day is it today?
今日は土曜日です。パーティーは明日です。日曜日です。
It's Saturday. The party is tomorrow. It's on Sunday.
え？今日は土曜日ですか？嘘！本当？
What? It's Saturday today. Oh no, really?
Naomi-sensei, if the party starts at 6 o'clock, party wa 6 時からです。What time do I have to be there?
It depends on the party.
Okay, if the part, like, elaborate.
6時 or 6時半 at the latest. But I wouldn't be surprised if someone come at 5:55. 5時55分.
5:55. Now, in Japan, again, it's quite different than, say, the United States, where we have a lot of house parties. A house party or housewarming party, especially maybe in an apartment, but at a house is not very common.
Because we don't have enough space.
So if there is kind of a party, it's usually at a place. So people are not fashionably late. They kind of show up on time because there, I guess, is a flow to things because it's not the home.
So desu ne. Actually, you are paying the money for the place and food. So people don't want to be late.
Yeah. Whereas in the States, you know, we have the expression fashionably late.
Ah, so desu ne.
And it's, it's the person's house and I'll show up a bit. You know, there's some people who go early to help prepare, but most people, 6 o'clock, 6:30, 7, 8.
その方がかっこいいですか?
Yeah, どうでしょうね。I don't know if it's necessarily cooler, but it's kind of nice. You get to the party and everyone's already spoken to everyone. So it's like, a new person. Let's speak to them.
なるほどね。Fashionably late.
All right. Let's take a look at today's vocab.
明日
Tomorrow.
明日明日
Rising on the second syllable, し
明日
Next.
何曜日
What day? What day of the week?
何曜日何曜日
Rising on the second syllable, ん Coming down on the second to last syllable, う
何曜日
Next we have
月曜日
Monday
月曜日月曜日
Rising on the second syllable, falling on the second to last syllable
月曜日
Next we have
火曜日
Tuesday
火曜日火曜日
Rising on the second syllable, falling on the second to last syllable
火曜日
Next
水曜日
Wednesday
水曜日水曜日
Rising on the second syllable, falling on the second to last syllable
水曜日
Next
木曜日
Thursday
木曜日木曜日
Rising on the second syllable and falling on the second to last syllable
木曜日
Friday
金曜日
Friday
金曜日金曜日
Rising on the second syllable ん Falling on the second to last syllable う
金曜日
Next
土曜日
Saturday
土曜日土曜日
Rising on the second syllable and falling on the second to last syllable
土曜日
Next
日曜日
Sunday
日曜日日曜日
Rising on the second syllable and falling on the second to last syllable う Next
嘘
Lie
嘘嘘
Falling on the second syllable starts high, falls
嘘
Next
本当
True
本当本当
Rising on the second syllable ん? And staying high.
本当。
All right, so much to look at here.
そうですね。
Let's take a look at the usage of some words. Now, first I want to take a look at 嘘。
嘘?
Yeah, because we introduced it here as a word, but it can also be used as a phrase. And it's one that in casual Japanese you'll hear a lot.
嘘。
So, literally, lie, but of course it's translated as, that's not true. You're kidding. You're joking. Come on. Lots of different ways to interpret this. That also proves true for its counterpart.
本当
But we translate as true and also used as an expression means, really? And something, again, you'll hear in casual Japanese over and over.
In a casual speech, we pronounce like 本当
Short vowel.
Instead of 本当
Yeah. Okay. Next we have here.
明日
Tomorrow. And the two characters that make up this word are?
Right. Kanji for ashita is very interesting, I guess.
How so?
The first kanji is bright. The second kanji means day. So tomorrow is brighter day.
So positive.
Hi.
Yeah, so that's a very nice way to help you remember this.
And the kanji for bright is also interesting. If you take a look at the kanji for bright, the sun and the moon are together.
And then if you add one more day, it's tomorrow. So it's actually sun, moon, sun.
So ne.
Which kind of really makes sense because the cycle of one day is sun, moon, sun.
Tomorrow. Sugoi.
Oh, that's really interesting. All right. Now, if we have tomorrow, how about today is?
Kyo.
And what about yesterday?
That's a new word. Kino. Kino-u. Kino.
Okay, we're going to move on to the grammar point now, but we have a really nice mnemonic for memorizing the days of the week. Now, that's going to be inside the PDF, so be sure to stop by today and grab that PDF. Okay, on to today's grammar point. Now, what did we cover in this lesson?
Yōbi.
Which is day of the week.
Hi, day of the week.
Let's go back to where this appeared in the conversation. Can you repeat that sentence?
今日は何曜日ですか?
What day is it today? And literally, we have
今日,
today,
和,
topic marking particle,
何曜日,
what day
ですか?
Is it? So literally, today, what day is it? Almost identical.
If you put 明日 instead of 今日, 明日は何曜日ですか?
What day is it tomorrow? And when we ask this, we're referring exclusively to the day of the week. Now, we kind of reviewed this in English. What day is it today? It can be interpreted many different ways.
So, this is, it's my birthday.
Okay, so give us one or more example of how we can apply this.
今日は土曜日です.
Today is Saturday.
今日は土曜日ですか?
Is today Saturday? Again, that sentence ending particle ka can change what we said, our statement, into a question. Next we have.
明日は木曜日です.
Tomorrow is Thursday.
明日は木曜日ですか?
Is tomorrow Thursday?
明日は何曜日ですか?
What day is it tomorrow? So, Naomi-sensei, 今日は何曜日ですか?
今日は多分月曜日です.
本当ですか?
本当かな?
そうですよ. 今日は月曜日です.
Ah.
So, today is?
月曜日.
Monday. 2 points in there. You said something... Tabun, what does this mean?
Maybe, which we've already introduced in a previous lesson.
Sorry, 失礼しました. So sorry about that.
So, 今日は月曜日です. 明日は何曜日ですか? Peter-san.
今日は月曜日ですね. そうすると、明日は火曜日です.
本当?
本当ですよ.
そうですね。
Okay, so more about this inside the PDF. But yeah, days of the week, very important. And really, check out this mnemonic. I mean, we should really put this in the lesson, but just not enough time. Because that's going to do it for today.
じゃあまた!
じゃあ、ありがとうございました!
あれ? 夏美さん! 夏美さん! 夏美さん!
え? ああ、東君! ファブリツィオのパーティー。え?ファブリツィオのパーティー?ファブリツィオのパーティーは明日ですよ。嘘!今日は何曜日ですか?今日は土曜日です。パーティーは明日です。日曜日です。え?今日は土曜日ですか?嘘!本当?